Just 800 people live in Haines Junction on the Alaska Highway. It may be small, but it's always been an important spot, even before the highway was built. Elaine Chin is from Tourism Yukon in Haines Junction.
Originally, it was the First Nations trading with the coastal First Nations, so they'd be trading furs for beads or things like that, ulligan oil. As time went on, when the highway was started being built, then there was other things that they were hauling with the pipeline, and not just trading, but tourism started then too, because people wanted to get to these other places. So the roads were improved and we're here today.
And what are the natural resources around here? Is it oil and gold and things, or is it other things as well?
For this area more, it's the landscape, it's the people and the history. It's more nature. Dawson City and other places throughout the Yukon is more known for the mining. For us, it's tourism and people visiting.
And so as a tourist, if I were to come here, what would I see?
Multitude of things. If you're interested in fishing, hiking, mountain biking, canoeing, rafting, you can go for just a couple of hours. You can go for multi-day trips. Just depends on what you're interested in.
And what about seeing the glacier?
Those are a little more tricky just because the Front Range blocks off the ice fields. So if you're up to it, you can have a 3 to 5 day hike into the ice fields, or you have an option of a glacier flight. And if you can't do that, you can come to our visitor center and see a wonderful movie, and it gets you into the back end and see Mount Logan and a little bit of the history of the area.
And we're standing on the shores of Lake Kathleen. So how was this lake formed and what role does it play in relation to the area?
It's a very interesting area only because of the geological changes that have happened over the last 3,000 years, putting this area underwater because of the active glaciers farther back in the field. At one point, it created this Kathleen Lake, Louise and Sockeye Lake system. And when the glacier receded, it left behind something very special. We have a landlocked kokanee salmon that has now evolved and is now a freshwater fish and does its 4-year cycle in these three lakes. So it's very unique in the national park system here in Canada.
And what other animals can you find, and fish for that matter, would you find in this area?
The usual lake trout, pike, grayling, but there's also a pygmy whitefish that's also found here in Kathleen Lake, which is something not found all over the Yukon as well. So it's rather special. Along the shores, there's always a chance that there may be a moose coming down to drink. So you may see them. Grizzly bear, of course. If you're up hiking up on some of the front face here, there's goats, and dall sheep are also found. We have the largest concentration of dall sheep in North America. There's about 4,000 throughout the park. The park itself is 22,000 square kilometers, or about 8,500 square miles. Two-thirds of that is all ice and high mountains. So there's like an 18% that is the green belt left for the plants and vegetation and the animals to live in. So it's a very unique balance of an ecosystem that happens here.
And is the park just in Canada, or does it spread right across?
It's a partnership that's been jointly put together. UNESCO came in 1979, I believe, and along with Wrangell St. Elias on the Alaskan side, became a joint venture, and it became a World Heritage Site. In 1993, the Glacier Bay National Park, and in 1994, in British Columbia, the Tatshenshini-Elsak down the Haines Highway also joined, making it the four parks together the largest internationally protected area by UNESCO.
In terms of choosing to come here as a tourist, obviously certain places suit different people, obviously. So what kind of a person do you think you have to be if you want to decide to come all the way? I mean, it's quite a long way to come up into the Yukon. So what kind of person do you need to be to decide, yeah, this is my destination?
You have to be willing to be outside, be willing to go with the different weather changes. It can go very, very warm to very cold in a matter of hours. So depending on what you're interested in, if you're the outdoorsy type, you want to canoe or fish or just get out and walk, this is the place to come. But if you like the big fancy motels with the big beds and hot water, you're not going to find too many of those up here. You're roughing it in a lot of places to get in to see the special things. You really got to work for it.
That's Elaine Chin from Tourism Yukon in Haines Junction. For more information, visit travelyukon.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.